Welcome to Marketing with Confidence. I'm your host, Marianne Ames. We're going to be talking all things digital and online marketing for business owners and marketing professionals. If you've been feeling overwhelmed by your digital marketing, be sure to listen along and you'll hear tips, interviews, and more that will give you the confidence to create marketing you love. Welcome to another episode of Marketing with Confidence. I'm excited today to be joined by Leticia Andrack, and we're going to be talking about strategy for growing your business sustainably. Hi, Leticia.
Hi, Marianne. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Look, to kick off, introduce yourself and tell us how you became passionate about mentoring others in business strategy.
Yes, sure. So I am Leticia Andrack. I am French, so you may already have noticed my accent by then. I moved to Australia about 10 years ago, and I am a business doula. So I help women in business birth the next version of their business, the next version of their leadership. So really holding this sacred space for women in business. And I weave intuition and strategy together. And I ended up doing this work because I have been a strategy consultant, a general manager in big corporation in strategy and innovation AI for 16 years.
Wow.
And I always loved mentoring women, new leaders in those big corporations. And when I decided to go on my own, I was like, I'm going to focus on small business owner, women in business. I want to correct the statistic, which is less than 7% of women achieve 100K in their first year in business when men are way more successful. So I really want to help women in business be more successful financially and everything.
I love that. And I love the kind of business doula. I love that metaphor or, you know, the use of that, because I think as women, it's something that we all, well, many of us understand and can immediately go, oh, okay, someone that can be beside us, help us, you know, the hard times. That's really clever.
Thank you. I used to define my work as being a business consultant, a business strategist, and I didn't gel with the term of business coach because I tend to give advice. I tend to really help women like a doula would do. So I decided to rename my work being a business doula. But I think we have this freedom when we run our own business to define our role and our job title. So I'm the sacred CEO of Essential Shift Consulting, which is about business doula work.
I love that. And it's so true. I think I had a really long corporate career before I sort of went out on my own. And you do, like, it's like you inherit that, you know, and it's good. Like, a lot of it is good. I think having, like, I call it a corporate upbringing. Having a corporate upbringing is good in many ways. But I would find myself even, you know, sometimes going to meetings and thinking, oh, I should wear this or I should wear that. And you think, actually, I can wear whatever I want. I'm the boss. Yes.
But it's really the unlearning, right? We've been formatted and we've been told how we should dress, how we should look, what we should say. And actually, when we run our own business, it's really reclaiming this authentic self and being in alignment. And that's where, when I was in corporate, I may wear makeup, have my hair done, having my, you know, Chanel bag and Louis Vuitton shoes and all of that. And now I'm just showing up as I want. And my clients know that I will always show up, but I'm focusing on what's truly essential and not so much the outside look.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like, you're more comfortable, you attract people then to you that are more genuine and are more authentic and want to do business with someone that's genuine and authentic. And I think I was talking to a business friend this morning about, you know, there's so many people that market off their lifestyle, you know, oh, I've got this car or I fly here. And, you know, if you coach with me, you know, you'll have that affinity, you'll have that success. And I think they attract the people that want that or, you know, or think that's really exciting. And I think, again, we all have that opportunity to attract the right kind of people. And
exactly.
I think it's amazing. You're doing the work that's going to attract the best people for you.
Exactly. Thank you.
To get to know you a little bit better, I've got a couple of fast fire questions. So, coffee or wine?
Coffee.
Especially in the morning. Reading for pleasure or for business development?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. A mix of both. I'm a bookworm. Yes. But I'd say if I really have to pick something, it would be self-development.
Yeah. And any book recommendations? You have a favorite book?
Yes, The Artist's Way. I don't know if you've read it.
Oh.
By Julia Cameron.
Yeah, okay.
Very good one. It's all about how to connect with your own creative power with all artists, The Artist's Way.
So then beach or bush?
Beach. I live by the beach, so I'd say beach. Beach.
And then finally, Instagram or LinkedIn?
Oh, la la. That's a very good one because I fell out of love of LinkedIn when I exited my corporate role and I went all in with Instagram.
Yes.
And recently, as a, you know, a corporate dropout, I was like, anymore. I've fallen in love again with LinkedIn. So yeah. Right now it's LinkedIn, but I shift and morph. So sometimes it's Instagram, sometimes it's LinkedIn, but right now it's LinkedIn. And amazing. I just had the top voice in business strategy on LinkedIn today. So I'm even more in love with LinkedIn.
Fantastic.
Right now.
Good job. That's awesome. I know I keep getting those prompts, you know, answer these questions to be a top voice. I'm like, come on. I'm still waiting for it to come through. So good job.
Thank you.
So, from what you've told me, you mix intuition with strategy. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about that, the tools that you're interested in, the processes that you go to. I've talked a lot about intuition and building my business with intuition, and it's kind of hard. You know, it's hard when you try to explain to other people that, you know, things have just happened in a certain way or you've just kind of put it out there and gone with the flow. So I'd love to hear from you about how you mix intuition with strategy.
Yes, thank you so much. So the framework that I love to teach and use is actually at the heart of my book, which is called Light It, How to Trust Your Intuition and Build a Thriving Business. And within Light It, I explain the Light framework, which is how I teach other business owners to trust their intuition in building their business. But it's not just intuition, it's also with strategy. So how is that? The first step of the Light framework is the L for leaning in. So it's connecting with your North Star, your vision, your mission statement in your business. And this is truly strategy.
Yes.
But the vision comes from a meditation, comes from a place of spaciousness, of creativity, of going on a bushwalk or having a shower or a bath. And then you have this vision. Mm-hmm. You want to do this.
Yeah.
And this is where you put this North Star and then you move to the eye of the Light framework, which is illuminating. You validate it with a full body yes. This is what you want to do next. So it could be launching a new offering, going all in with your business. It can be writing a book. It can be becoming an artist that is exhibiting at the New South Wales Gallery, like one of my clients. It's just you have to trust this kind of intuitive nudge and this vision. And then once you have it, you establish a mission statement and all of that, which is more strategic.
Yes.
And then you move to the eye of the framework, which is illuminating. And illuminating is all about working backwards from this intuitive nudge by putting the keystone to achieve this vision. But every step needs to be guided intuitively.
Yeah.
So we are working backwards from the vision to where we are now. But rather than following someone else's blueprint, like, oh, if you want to do this, then follow step 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 4, 5. It's not working out. It's actually because you're not doing it in a way that is working for you, for your own energy. So this is what the illuminate part of my framework means. Then the G of the Light framework is to gather. So then once you've leaned in, you're clear about your vision, you're clear about your North Star, you've illuminated the steps to go there. It's about gathering. So gathering within, so gathering the strength, the knowledge, the expertise, the experience, all of those kind of things, and gathering with. So finding the right community, the right friend to support you, the right mentor, the right tool, gathering around you the right things. And then you get along and you make that thing happen. Because I love people telling you, just manifest and say it out loud when it's coming from intuitions and the universe will deliver. But actually, no. This is spiritual bypassing. It's about weaving the two. You're moving from within to materialize in the outside, but you need to do the work. And so the gather is really about the doing. And then the H of the Light framework is honoring, which is sitting in the discomfort, what I love to call the dark magic moment, where you've done all the work, but it hasn't happened yet. Like you mentioned, you've been contributing on LinkedIn, you don't have a top voice yet. Keep doing it. It shall happen. Don't stop, because this is a moment where a lot of people stop. Yeah, they don't honor the time to expand or contract. Things may happen way quicker. Things may happen a bit longer, but it's all about honoring that time and then transform the T of the light framework, which is all about transforming. And now you trust your intuition a bit more because it delivered the whole thing, and you go back full circle, leaning into the next vision, illuminating and gathering, honoring, transforming. It's an iterative process that I guide my clients through and that I put in my book, and I gather on retreats and workshop and all of that. But it's really as simple as this. It doesn't have to be complex. And it starts with small decisions, decisions that are made intuitively. And then you put a strategy around it. You make it happen. So you're confirming, you know, this positive reinforcements that we speak about in children education. Both my daughters attend a Montessori school. So it's all about positive reinforcement. Yes. It's the same thing with your intuition and your strategy.
Yeah.
You need to prove yourself that it's working, so that you go deeper, and then you make bolder decision, bolder move from an intuitive and a strategic place. Does it make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. And I feel like we've just gone through like a cycle of people pushing manifestation as the, you know, as the fix it for everything. And I feel like in the last 6 months, there's a lot of conversation around, you can't just, exactly what you said, you can't just sit back and manifest and go, well, in the hands of the universe now, you know, you have to then take action. You have to then do some things to get yourself towards that goal. And I love that framework. I love how it's all about, you know, strategy, which I also adore strategy. And then you're framing it then with connecting it internally. And you know, I think it's like almost like mind, body, spirit connection to really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually the logo of Essential Shift as three circle, which is really the mind, body, spirit connection.
Awesome.
So the head, the heart, and the hands. So the doing with your hands, the open heart and the soul connection, like this is intuitively led, and your mind. You need to also plan things and use your mind. But a lot of people only lead with their brain. A lot of people only lead with their body. A lot of people only lead by doing and get exhausted. It's all about finding the right harmony for you between those three circles.
I love that. No, and I think it's so practical as well. I think, you know, easy to understand and practical, which is always the best as well for getting people involved. Where do you see people resist or ignore their own intuition? You know, what do you kind of see there?
So I see a lot of my clients when they start working with me resisting when it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, intuition doesn't make sense. It's not about sense making. It's just about following through and trusting and leaning in towards this vision. Like going back to the journey of writing my book, when my book came into my sphere and it was like, okay, I need to write a book. It was not on my bucket list. It was not in my plan. It was a purely intuitively led moment.
Wow.
But then I planned a strategy around it to make sure that it was all making sense. So often we have to start with something that doesn't make sense, and then we can make sense of it and align the strategy with it. Yeah. Whereas a lot of clients want to start with the strategy, with the, you know, the mind-led approach, when actually with your intuition, it's more a feeling, an internal, a soul, spirit, source, whatever you believe in, God, a heart-led moment where your mind will talk you out of it. In 3 seconds, your mind will be like, you will never be able to do that. What if we put the right strategy and the right step around it to make it happen? So often I see my clients being ignoring it or resisting it because it's like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Going all in right now in my business when we are going through a recession doesn't make sense. Mm. Or for myself, when I went all in my business was in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. It's just, it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah. 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 That's fantastic. And I think that's the thing, because especially for probably practical people, you know, because you can't hold on to intuition, you can't quantify it, you can't.
Yeah.
And it's that leap of faith, isn't it? It's that leap of faith to go, you know, this is what I want. I can really sense it's important to me. I've got to take that leap of faith and sort of see what happens.
Exactly. And this is this moment where you put all your eggs in the same basket. So I love to always use this disclaimer, like I'm not giving financial advice. I would never tell you to put all your investment in the same basket. But when you have to follow your intuition and make some bold decision in your business and in your life, it's about putting all your eggs in the same basket.
Yeah.
It's declaring, okay, I am going to go all in my business, or I am going to become an author, or I am going to whatever you want to declare, or I'm going to run my first retreat, whatever you want to create in your life and in your business as you're listening to this. It's really going all in with that, which is the leading phase, and then making sure that you have the right strategy around it to make it happen. But if you start with a strategy, you will have so many data telling you not to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. and it's both ways, isn't it? You know, if you just went the strategic route, you probably won't open up to the possibilities that seem impossible. And if you just go the intuitive route, you know, you won't be able to quantify it in a way that makes you believe in it. So I think bringing the two together is so insightful as well.
Thank you. And it's really where I sit. I come from a very intuitive healing family, and I have been for 16 years in strategy consulting, data-driven space and so on. So I'm not saying that it's one or the other. It's really together.
Yeah. And that must have been, I guess, quite a hard space to work in, because I always like to talk about different things I'm into, and you kind of label it woo-woo. You know, I'll say, oh, I went to a kinesiologist. Now I know that's a bit woo-woo for some people, and I think in that corporate space there's almost like no conversation about anything spiritual, anything intuitive, and so that must have been quite challenging for you as well.
Yes, definitely. And it was like one part of myself that I was hiding a lot from. And that's where, when I went all in my business, those who were close to me in my team and who I was doing mindful circle for and all of those kind of things already knew about this. But for some people, it was like, oh my gosh, you were like very spiritual. So yeah, it's definitely a part of myself that was a bit more hidden in corporate. But as soon as I started my business, I was like, no more hiding. Let's come out of the spiritual closet and let's fully embrace the white witch that I am.
And it's like, and it's my business, so no one can tell me not.
Exactly. You like it? Great. You don't? I don't care. You're not my person.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, how glorious. And look, I'd love to, I guess, as we kind of wrap up, head towards, your top tips. Your top tips of business owners looking to grow sustainable businesses.
Yes. So I actually created, I love frameworks. I love acronym. I love all of that because, it's just my background. creating framework. When you speak to a strategy consultant, they love framework and they love acronyms. So I actually created an acronym, which is the DREAMS acronym. Yeah. And so I can guide you through each of the steps. And basically, if you want to really create a business that is sustainable, first of all, you need the D, which is a direction. You need to be very clear about where you're going. Because when you know where you're going, you know what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And as a business owner, to grow sustainably, it's about choosing. So you ask me, Instagram or LinkedIn? What are you choosing? What's making sense in your marketing strategy, which you will teach them? But what's making sense? And what's not making sense? So this direction in every decision you make in your business will help you have discernment and knowing what to do and not to do. Then the R for DREAMS is research. You need to do a lot of research and be obsessed with your customer, be obsessed with your competitors, be obsessed with what's happening around you, the trends. And you cannot ignore generative AI. Even if you're like, I'm not going to use it. You cannot ignore it. Generative AI is here.
Yeah.
It's here to last. So you need to do your research. And then the A of the DREAMS framework is really around, the E is really around experimentation. You need to be open to experiment if you want to grow sustainably, to know what's working, what's not working. So experimenting, iterating, as you said, you're not after the perfection, and that's something that will make you and you are a successful business owner. Because when you're open to experimenting and going after imperfect action, you're actually making progress every time. Yeah. And then the A is alignment. Aligning with your intuition, aligning with your energy, aligning with your values, taking action in alignment will help you not burn out and create foundations that are very strong in your business. And again, knowing when you want to do it or you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So the alignment piece is quite key to then make sure you have an ROI that is making sense in your business and not for someone else's perspective. And the M is monetization. You need to make sure you make profit. Yeah. If you are not making any profit in your business, I don't care how much revenue you're making. If you are not making profits, you basically
not in business.
You're running, you know, NGO or non-for-profit, which is amazing too. But then it's not a specific business. It's as its own, you know, it's not a company. It's not a Pty Ltd. It's actually a non-for-profit or, you know, so really knowing that. And then the S of the dreams framework is your squad. So knowing who is in your team, what are you delegating, who is in your community. So this is, you know, kind of a framework that I've developed around the different pillars, the six pillars you need to have a sustainable business. And anyone who is listening to this, they can download my free guide on my website where I give them some prompts and some tools to go through each of the steps. But I hope this answers your question.
It does. I love the way that you make everything so simple and easy to follow, you know. But even before, when you touched on the framework in your book, I thought, oh, it's going to be hard to understand without seeing something, but you break it down so easily. And again, I think you've made it such a lovely mix of approachable and practical as well. And I mean, the monetization is a big one. I do some mentoring for a startup program, and they do a speed mentoring night where you kind of get 15 minutes with each group, each startup. And, you know, they pitch you their idea. And most of the time, my question is, how will this make money? You know, I mean, this is a wonderful idea and it's exciting and I can see your passion, but let's talk about how this is going to make money. And I think it's, and again, you know, I think you need creativity and you need to have that ability to just have the limitless possibilities. But then if you truly want a business and you want to grow it sustainably, there has to be that, okay, how am I going to pay my bill?
And who is going to support you? You know, it's like a lot of people are actually exhausting themselves. And this is the S of the dreams framework, having the right squad. They're just exhausting themselves, running a business as a solopreneur and really struggling. Thankfully now with generative AI, you can have a team of bots, which I have three bots now on top of my real team member. I have some bots working for me, but it's like making sure you are not burning yourself out, because a lot of people exit a 9-to-5. Because they're like, oh, too much. And they think that running a small business will be less work, and they end up working 24/7, 7 days a week. So it's
absolutely. Yeah. I always say that, you know, if a boss had asked me to work the hours that I work in my own business, I would have said, like, this is slave labor. But, you know, we easily do 60, 70 hours a week in our own businesses. I guess happily so, because this is finally, you know, your passion and your drive. But it
has. And statistically, a majority of entrepreneurs don't take any holiday. They work, you know, those long hours that you described and so on. Yeah. And I'm really, you know, taking the counter approach to that.
Yeah.
Just this year, I've been on holiday for 15 weeks. And, you know, I'm just very happy with that. And it's just, for me, I started this business with a clear vision, a clear definition of my own dreams.
Yeah.
And then I am really committed to it. So I'm not going after someone else's dreams.
Yeah.
You know, someone may want to run, like some of my clients, you know, a $25 million business with 40 teams member and so on. Go ahead. I don't want that business.
No, go ahead.
You know, it's like being very clear about what you want, the direction, and then being clear around all of that will help you run a successful business in your own terms. And for me, my own terms were, I was a general manager in Telstra. I wanted to work less. I wanted to have school holiday. I wanted to drop off and pick up my girls. Very clear.
Yeah.
And then I can make decision in alignment.
Yeah, I love that. That's so fantastic. Thank you so much. I mean, you so generously as well today. Where can people find your website and download the resource that you were talking about as well?
Yes, so they can go on www.essentialshift.co, and you'll have in the free resource Dreams Guide that I just mentioned, or they also have other beautiful resources, my moon calendar and all of those kind of things. Otherwise, I love to hang out on LinkedIn, Laetitia Andrac now, and also on Instagram at essential.shift. And if they want to listen to my podcast, I have a podcast called The Essential Shift Podcast.
Amazing. I'll put all those details in the show notes as well so people can find you. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks everyone for listening again today. And I will be back soon. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode. If you don't want to miss one, make sure you subscribe to the show in your podcast app. And if you love it, be sure to share it with friends and colleagues who you think could benefit from increasing their digital marketing confidence. Want more? Head to marianneamies.com to find out how you can work with me directly, to reach out to have me speak at your event, or to grab yourself some free resources.